ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text 5. Translation of Gopal Prabhupada's Vandis A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Our original source of strength and scientific knowledge, all the basis is unto you. You have accepted differentiated moral passion from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With the help of external energy, you are born of the unmanifested source. All obeisance is unto you. Perfect. The basis of the original scientific knowledge, all departments of understanding. And this knowledge of the Vedas was first impregnated into the heart of Brahma by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Brahma is the original source of all scientific knowledge. He is born directly from the transcendental body of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who is never seen by any creature of this material universe, and therefore always remains unmanifested. Brahma is stated here to be born of the unmanifest. He is the incarnation of the mode of passion, the material nature, which is the separated external energy of the Supreme Lord. Translation. Our original source of strength and scientific knowledge, all of this is from you. You have accepted the differentiated mode of passion from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With the help of the external energy, you are born of the unmanifested source. All obeisances come to you. Here the demigods are very much disturbed. What is this great darkness pervading the universe? And of course they reproach. Lord Brahma, who by their conception is the ultimate controller. And Lord Brahma of course will reveal to them the reason why Diti is undergoing such an austerity to try to delay the destiny on the universe of the twin sons of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha taking birth. Of course, this is all going on by the will of the Lord, who is very much desirous of enjoying some fighting activity, being a great king, Vishnu, king of Vaikuntha. He very much likes to engage in fighting activities sometimes, but because Vaikuntha is full of devotees in the mood of awe and reverence, there is not much inclination there to satisfy the Lord's desire and sway. In fact, most Vaikuntha Vasis would not even consider the possibility of attacking the Lord's body, even for his pleasure. But the giant Vijaya were willing to take that service upon themselves, that they were willing to allow the Lord to engage in the pastime of fighting with them. Of course, he doesn't want to just engage in some mock fight where the other party is deliberately just letting him win. He wants to actually engage in a battle where the other party is attempting to be the winner, and then he's able to really gain some pleasure from that. For Jaya and Vijaya, they were quite willing to do that. So then of course the whole pastime unfolded with the four Kumaras riding Vaikuntha being stopped at the gates. of Vaikuntha by Jaya Vijaya, with the great people, and when she being cursed, the pure beings of the world, they actually, in their first incarnation of the three, they were born as Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu. And of course, in due course of time, they were both being destroyed by the Lord. They were both being defeated. Hare Krishna. They both be defeated. But actually the real program going on here, the real thing is that Prahlad Maharaj is going to take birth. So the grandson of Diti will be Prahlad Maharaj, the son of Hiranyakashipu. And Prahlad Maharaj, of course, is an eternal associate of the Lord. When Akura came to the Ramagat, now known as Akuragat, to take his bath after Krishna and Balaram had taken their bath in the Yamuna there, he saw Mahavishnu lying there surrounded by the devotees, his eternal associates, and one of those associates was Prahlad Maharaj. And in many other places we find descriptions of the personified Vedas, they're praying and surrounding the Lord is one of the associates is Prahlad Maharaj. So from time to time, for the pleasure of the Lord, he comes to the material world. Even it's said in the Vamana Purana, I believe, that sometimes other living entities take the role of Prahlad Maharaj, become empowered to take the role of Maharaj. This is not unique. The last time Krishna appeared and displayed his Dwarka pastimes, Uddhava actually never came along with the Lord. But Brihaspati, he took the position of Uddhava. So this happens sometimes, that somebody gets empowered to take the position of a great devotee. They get empowered by that particular devotee with their potency. So Prahlad Maharaj took the position as the son of this great demon, ultimately to help his personality to be able to go back the Godhead. Having taken the curse upon their heads, it wasn't some imaginary thing, but they actually received the curse of the Kumaras, and they fully understood what they would be receiving when they agreed to take on the position of being the enemy of the Lord. So they actually completely covered with the mode of material nature, so that they could fully manifest the demoniac spirit. And because they were greatly empowered by the Lord, then they were able to manifest to such a degree that all the demigods were terrified of them. So then it came down, but only the Lord could defeat them. Nobody else could defeat them. So he had to appear and defeat them and display his pastime, but also enjoy the vira rasa, the rasa fighting, showing that heroic mood. So Prahlad Maharaj, during his childhood especially, he suffered so much. Now, in this day and age, it's very common to hear about child abuse. In fact, it seems to be going on everywhere. But Prahlad Maharaj's experiences were well beyond any child abuse we can hear today. His own father, auntie, other relatives were torturing him in various ways, trying to throw him under a mad elephant, tried to throw him into burning fire, threw him off of a mountain which was 100 yojanas high, 800 miles high. Tried to cook him in a pot for lunch. And so many other ways. And some of the Puranas pertain to Bhagavatam. Description goes on, that practically day and night the Hiranyakashipu was coming up with different plans and instigating different personalities to try to kill Prahlad Maharaj with poison, with poisoned arrows, in so many different ways. Two significant points regarding the great tolerance of Prahlad Maharaj. At no point did Prahlad Maharaj request the Lord to come and save him. He always thought, no, it's not my business to engage the Lord in my service. It's my business to continuously glorify the Lord, to continuously engage in remembering him. Prahlad Maharaj is specifically the representation of remembrance, smarana. So he was always remembering the Lord. Throughout these difficulties, he was always engaged in glorifying the Lord's name. And never at any point did he utter the words, my dear Lord, please save me from this situation. The other thing was that at no point did Prahlad Maharaj curse his father or any of the other demons who were torturing him. Prabhupada makes this point very strongly, that he never at any point cursed them or even thought badly about them. He always thought, no, they're misguided. They've forgotten their constitutional position as servants of the Lord. So when he had discussions with Hiranyakashipu, his father, he would continuously try to point out to him that Krishna, personality of Godhead, he is the cause of your energy, he is the cause of your ability to think, ability to remember, your intelligence. Of course, Hiranyakashipu couldn't hear these words of Prahlad. He was just like a serpent, completely full of envy towards the Lord. Of course, in due course of time, Prahlad Maharaj was saved from this position by Nrisimhadev. Now when Nrisimhadev appeared, there was such a roar that everyone was terrified. The demigods, the demons, the ordinary people, everyone was terrified. He came in such a mood that had never been witnessed before. His anger was so much, his fierce fool was so fierce that never before had anyone seen such a form. Even Lakshmi Devi declared, no, I don't know who this is. I've never seen this form before. I'm too frightened to go before him in this mood. Of course, they knew that it was Vishnu, but they just could not understand what kind of a ferocious form he had manifested. Of course, he came to defeat the demons, specifically Hiranyakashipu, and to save Prahlad Maharaj, is ultimately the real reason. But why such a ferocious form? He was quite easily able to manifest and fight with Hiranyakashipu and defeat him eventually and save Prahlad Maharaj. But he manifested such a form that had never been seen before. When he killed Hiranyaksha, came as Varaha, the demigods were in the sky, enjoying, watching the fight, showering flowers. When he came as Nrisimhadev, the demigods were hiding. What is this? His anger is going to burn up the three worlds. They were terrified. So what is the difference? The difference is Prahlad Maharaj. As Hiranyakashipu had been torturing such a great devotee. And so of course Nrisimhadev came and saved his devotee.
But the demigods and other great personalities, they at no point stepped forward to try to help Lord Nag. They were so terrified of Hiranyakashipu that they would not protest. They would not attempt to help Prahlad Maharaj, even though they were fully aware of Prahlad Maharaj's exalted position. They had become aware because Hiranyakashipu had gone off to perform austerities. At that time, his wife was pregnant. And so they actually came, the demigods came together, led by Indra, and they actually wanted to kill the child within the womb of Hiranyakashipu's wife. And then Narada Muni came along and told him to stop this demoniac activity. They tried to explain to him, oh, this is the son of this great demon. Who knows what kind of demon he will be? So he told him to stop, but actually he was a great devotee in the womb, and that even if they did try to kill him, they would not be successful. They would just bring disaster for themselves. So he had already explained to them very clearly, but this was a great personality, a great devotee of the Lord. But still, when he was being tortured in so many ways, over a long period of time, they didn't even attempt to save him. They were busy praying to the Lord, oh, please save us from this demon who's taken over the whole universe, who's thrown us out of Swag. They were praying for themselves, but they weren't praying for the protection of Prahlad Maharaj. So when Nrisimhadeva appeared, he was so furious that demigods couldn't approach him. They couldn't come near. He was so angry, he was ready to rip everyone together to pieces, simply because they had offended his great devotee. Padma Purana, it says that one who beats a cow, one who assists in the abuse of a cow, and one who witnesses without raising any objection, all have to suffer equally. It's not just that we say, oh, yeah, it was going on, but it had nothing to do with me. It wasn't my business. Vaishnavas are being offended. So what? I have to get on with my life. I can't disturb my life. So this is Vaishnava Apradha. So much so that the Lord takes personal offense. So we have to be very careful. It's not just a question of watching some movie. Oh, it's going on, but it has nothing to do with me. This is so and so and so and so on. This one's doing that, that one's doing that. What business is it of mine? At least let me not get disturbed by it. Let me not get in any trouble about it. Let me pray to the Lord to protect me from having to get any trouble in this way. Nrisimhadeva was ready to destroy the whole universe. Only on the request of Lord Brahma, Prahlad went forward and pacified Nrisimhadeva. As soon as Nrisimhadeva saw Prahlad Maharaj, he became completely passive again. And Prahlad Maharaj requested him, please don't take the offenses seriously. Those who are wrapped up in bodily consciousness, their activities cannot be taken seriously. So you please forgive this father of mine and forgive his supporters. Now this naturally includes the demigods as supporters. For you not to speak up, for not to raise an objection, means you're passively supporting the activities. So Prahlad Maharaj ultimately was praying for everyone's benefit, that he please forgive them. This was his great manifestation of tolerance. No point he said, oh my Lord, I've suffered so much. I've been through so many difficulties. Please save me now. He'll be constantly instructing his friends that we should not act in any way which causes us to engage the Lord in our service. Please provide me this. Please provide me that. Please protect me. This is engaging the Lord in our service. This is not the real mentality of a Vaishnava. Raghunath Das Goswami was living on the banks of Shyamakunda, and he would just sit down anywhere and chant his japa. One time in the middle of summer, it was so hot, midday, middle of summer, he was just sitting in the open, sun blazing down, absorbed in his bhajan, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As Srimati Radharani herself came there and held the sai, her sai over his head, protecting from the sun. And when Sanatana Goswami came along and saw the scene, he saw that Srimati Radharani was perspiring so much that all her clothes were soaking wet. When she saw Sanatana Goswami, she smiled and left from there. On another occasion, Raghunath Das was chanting his japa, and two lions, tigers, they came to the kund and drank water, walked right by him. So at that time, Krishna himself came and just stood there in case there was any need of giving protection to Raghunath Das. Again, Sanatana Goswami witnessed that event. So he became very strong with Raghunath Das, said, what are you doing? Your activities are causing Krishna and even Srimati Radharani to come and render service to you. You're supposed to be Das. And yet your activities are causing the Lord to come and render service unto you. But then he requested, no, you please build a bhajan kutta, build a hut. Sit in that hut, do your bhajan, and don't be a disturbance to the personality of God. Dasan, dasan. So Prahlad Maharaj was the living example of this. At no time did he request the Lord, oh, you please come and save me, please help me. As soon as we have to request the Lord, help me in this way, help me in that way, that's immediately a sign that we don't have faith in Krishna. Krishna is already stating, I always protect my devotees. I'm providing everything. My devotee would never be vanquished. And yet we're praying towards the, oh please help me with this, or help me with that. This devotee is disturbing me. Oh I need this, oh I need that. Continuously lamenting. But somehow we have to develop faith. In the words of the Shastras, in the words of the devotees, that Krishna is always protecting his devotee. He's continuously witnessing every activity. He's providing everything. And if something is not going the right way, then he must be sanctioning. Doesn't mean that the activities of Hiranyakashipu and his associates were right, but somehow he was sanctioned at that time. The devotee's mentality for himself is try to always remember the Lord. Try to take deeper shelter of the Lord. Of course, the same devotee, when he witnesses another devotee being disturbed, being offended, then he will become like fire. And what is this? Stop this nonsense activity. The Prahlad Maharaj is the example. He was always absorbed in remembering the Lord. So he was completely under the shelter of the Lord. He completely was not identifying with the material body. He wasn't in any illusion that I am this body, I am this mind. My mind is being disturbed, my body is being disturbed. That illusion was not there. So why should he be praying, "Oh, please save my body," when he was fully aware that I have nothing to do with this body. I just happen to be living in this body at this point. So this is the instruction we must take from the life of Prahlad Maharaj. When Narada Muni was trying to search out that who is the topmost devotee, who is the devotee fully surrendered to the Lord, and Lord Shiva requested, "No, you must go to Prahlad Maharaj, he's fully surrendered to the Lord." But when he came to Prahlad Maharaj, he said, "What are you talking about? Am I fully surrendered to the Lord? The Lord just showed himself to me once and then disappeared." So he wasn't willing to think of himself as some great personality. Even though Bali Maharaj, Banasura, it said simply because of their relationship with Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord showed them great favor. Not for any other reason. Although it may have appeared, or Bali Maharaj was willing to give up the whole universe, to, including his own body, but actually, because of his connection with Prahlad Maharaj, Bana was being destroyed by the Lord due to his demoniac activities, and even Lord Shiva was praying on his behalf. But Lord Shiva states that the Lord didn't listen to my prayers, but simply because of his connection with Prahlad Maharaj, then he forgave him. But all right, I've punished him to bring him back in line, but he didn't kill him, allowed him to carry on living. Because he had already promised Prahlad Maharaj that none of your forefathers or your coming generations will meet with disaster. They will all attain to Vishnu Path. Prahlad Maharaj later on entered into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Haridas Thakur. There are some statements, some places, that some people claim that he appeared as Suranga Thakur, but Kavi Kanpo states that this is not actually a fact, it's not to be accepted. And it's stated in several places that both Lord Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj entered into the body of Haridas Thakur, appeared as Haridas Thakur. when Haridas Thakur was being beaten in 21 marketplaces. They were trying to beat him to death. He was praying to the Lord. He wasn't praying, "Oh, please save me." He was praying, "Please do not take any offense towards these persons. This is my prayer, that you not consider them as offenders." Nrisimhadeva himself was ready to appear to destroy not only them, but all of the Muslims. But Haridas Thakur was requesting, "Oh, you please do not take any offense." So this is the mood of Pallad Maharaj. And so for this reason they weren't destroyed. In fact, he requested that you please bless them. So later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing his Mahaprakash and calling the different devotees, when he called Haridas Thakur, he explained to everyone, "Yes, I was ready to destroy those demons, but I could not, because my devotee was requesting me to be merciful upon them." Such tolerance. Nada peace. This is what we find in the character of Pallad Maharaj. This is the example which we find. That his meditation on the Lord was never disturbed under any circumstance. He just remained absorbed in the mode of being servant of the servant. And thus he is glorified due to this great quality. So at this time of the appearance of Nrisimhadeva, we must especially pray for the mercy of Pallad Maharaj. That we too can become servants of Krishna. In the true mood, and not in the mood of thinking, "Oh, it's the Lord's business to serve me, provide me the necessary things, and maybe I'll engage in the Lord's service for him if he gives me the right conditions, if he gives me the right facilities." And whatever distresses come, we should understand that it's all going on ultimately by the sanction of the Lord. And at the same time, you must understand, just as the demigods